everyone. Welcome to the Harmony Foundation podcast series. This is Gina Thorne, and I'm really excited today to be joined with Chris Goheen. Chris is with the SAVA group, the Sexual Assault Victim Advocate Center in Fort Collins, and you're the Larimer County Victim Services Coordinator for SAVA.
Yes, so I am one of two. I am based out of the Fort Collins office primarily.
Okay, yeah. And where's your other counterpart?
She's Cassie. She's just outside the door here,
okay.
And she's based out of Loveland. Primarily.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've had the opportunity to get to know SAVA in part because we just opened our Fort Collins location, and you all are neighbors of ours. You're like right across the street, and which was really kind of cool to learn about your services and understand how, you know, baked into the Northern Colorado market you are and how well loved you are. Because I've talked to people in the community about the services that you offer, and you all are obviously doing some pretty tremendous work in the community. Let's talk first about SAVA. It's got, based on the website and some of the conversations that I've had with people, it's got a broad scope of services that's really focused on addressing sexual assault and victim advocacy. Can you share a little bit more about what somebody would experience as far as services when they come to SAVA?
Yeah, so SAVA has three primary areas of service. So we have our advocacy team. That is really going to look like different things for different people. So we can go to court with people. We can go to the hospital with people if they're needing a medical examination for after sexual assault. And then we also have our 24-hour hotline. So that's a good way for people to get in touch with us if they need like somebody to talk to about something that's happened to them at 2 a.m. That's something that we can definitely do. So that's our advocacy. We also have our therapy team. Our therapists are specifically, you know, trauma-informed trained and to specifically kind of help clients through different sorts of sexual violence. And then we have a prevention team, and they go into middle schools and high schools, and they talk to kids about, you know, healthy boundaries, what those like healthy relationships look like, and those sorts of different things. So yeah, those are the main three things that we have.
All very important. Yeah. I mean, to touch all of those is important. How long has SAVA been in the community?
We've been here for about 15 years.
Yeah. And there were no services prior to that?
Not that I'm familiar with.
Okay.
I know that some of our like prevention programs, we have one that's been going for almost like 26 years, I think now, in the Poudre School District, and that's really awesome.
It's funny, you would think after 26 years, we wouldn't need to continue doing these kinds of conversations, but I guess it's still very prevalent.
It's still a very big problem that we know, face as a society, and especially in Northern Colorado here.
So what is the continued concern that SAVA has on sexual assault in this country, do you think?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, with the Me Too movement and everything, it's definitely something that we are seeing more people coming out, like, and speaking up against, which is, that's just an awesome thing that we see. Whether it's like getting worse or it's just people talking about it more, or like that's a hard thing to gauge, but it's really, we're really happy that like people are feeling empowered so that they can come forward with their voice and, you know, tell their stories.
Did you see an increase in call volume when the Me Too movement hit pretty aggressively?
We've just seen like an increase in call volume just every year. SAVA's kind of, we've grown a lot, especially recently. We recently opened our Loveland office. So we've just seen an increase in volume kind of all the time, whether that's because of the Me Too movement or what have you.
It's good to have the awareness and the willingness for people to feel safe that they can at least openly talk about it now. But at the same time, now you have to have the services that meet the demand.
Yes.
And so, and definitely it sounds like you guys are working towards that. And I guess, you know, part of my question that I was going to ask you is I noticed in your year-end report that you guys triaged over 1,100 calls last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, does it seem like the issue is increasing or decreasing? And it sounds to me like it's more available and more readily apparent.
Yes, it's definitely something that we talk, like, is being talked about more. I know that those were our, like, year-end numbers were just under, over 1,100 last year. And we have already, like, answered 1,200 calls from what I heard yesterday for our hotline. We still have, you know, all of December to go. So it's whether the problem is getting worse or whether just people are feeling more comfortable to talk about it. That's not something that we can say definitively, but we're really happy that people are having SAVA there to, you know, be that point of connection there.
Good. Yeah. So, curious about your background. What got you into working in this field?
I researched a therapy at one point, like years and years ago, and I thought the therapy was EMDR, it was when it was first coming out, mm-hmm. And I thought it was super awesome, and then I just kind of like fell down the rabbit hole. I started interning at Sava like a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. And through that I ended up with a full-time position there, and mm-hmm. it's been awesome.
Yeah. A lot of learning, I bet.
And oh my gosh.
Understanding the nuances of working in this field.
Yes, definitely.
It's probably in many cases very similar to working with addiction in that you have to create self-care and boundaries around some of the things that you hear and see.
Yes.
I would imagine. So what kind of practices are put in place at Sava to help staff protect themselves?
I mean, two things that are pretty huge. We have like an amazing culture at Sava. I know that I can rely on like all of my coworkers to kind of, if I'm having a rough day, if mm-hmm. I've just like heard something, we debrief after every like call or like walk-in that we serve. So there's definitely like the component of being like, okay, like let's talk through this in mm-hmm. the moment. We also, every quarter we have a mandatory self-care day for mm-hmm. our staff. So, mm-hmm. We've done things like we went paddleboarding.
Nice.
We had one, October 31st mm-hmm. and we did like a murder mystery. So we all dressed up and,
good.
That was a lot of fun. We just ate food and
yeah. We need to do something like that here. That sounds awesome.
It was super cool. Mm-hmm. Like the self-care days are definitely, mm-hmm. we value them a lot.
I think it's so important because you can't be, it's like the whole oxygen mask scenario. Yep. You can't help others until you take care of yourself first.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something that we talk about pretty frequently at mm-hmm. Sava.
Good. So, you know, we always like to get to know the person behind the interview. So let's talk for a minute about, you know, what is it that inspires you to get up every day to do what you do?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I talked with a lot of folks in the office about mm-hmm. this question because mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to just answer it for me. Mm-hmm. But the resounding, opinion was our pets. A lot of people in Sava are pet owners. So mm-hmm. Whether it's like them bouncing on you or just mm-hmm. like trying to, you know, make that better life for mm-hmm. your pets. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people mm-hmm. identify with like pets.
I do.
And just definitely being able to be like,
yes.
And that, I think they go back to that self-care thing. A lot mm-hmm. of people are like, yeah, mm-hmm. I just kind of, you know, had a sad night last night and watched yep. a movie and held my cat.
That's all you can do.
And
that's what they're there for, right?
And that's sometimes just what you need. Mm-hmm. It's just some, yeah.
If I were to offer up the word harmony, what do you think it means to live a life in harmony?
I mean, I think that there's a lot of balance in mm-hmm. harmony. I think that that's just like another word for it, but mm-hmm. just like balancing your own sort of aspirations, goals with, you know, the community and the people around you. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty resounding opinion at Sava, is that like we're all kind of those helping people. So we all want to be there for people, but we all also understand the oxygen mask of like, mm-hmm. I need to be okay in order to help others. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just like a balance, like a physical, like a mental, a spiritual mm-hmm. balance of mm-hmm. different things.
I feel like in how you're describing Sava, it does feel like a very safe place for somebody to go when they're in their most acute state of crisis, or even not, even if it's been a scenario where it's been a long time and they haven't felt safe enough to have the conversation. So if somebody were listening to this today, Chris, how could they get in touch with you?
So there's a few different ways. We, like I mentioned earlier, we have our 24-hour hotline. Mm-hmm. So I can give you the phone number for
yes.
that if you like. So
mm-hmm.
it is 970-472-4200. Mm-hmm. That's staffed by an advocate that goes through a 40-hour training that will be able to like talk anybody through any sort of like crisis, especially offer resources within Northern Colorado. Mm-hmm. So that's the best way. Mm-hmm. If anybody's interested in like volunteering or getting in touch like with Sava in that way, our website is going to be the best way to do that. There's an application on there, and there's like our volunteer coordinator's contact information. Mm-hmm. So even if they just have questions of like, hey, I'm thinking about this, mm-hmm. definitely, her name's Tanya. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. And she'll definitely get back to you as soon as she can.
Great. Yeah. What's that website?
It is savacenter.org.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. And thanks to your entire team coming up and visiting with us today. We look yeah. forward to continuing to work with Sava.
I mean, thank you for having us. We mm-hmm. really, really appreciate it. It's cool to get to know like our community partners mm-hmm. in such an intimate and great way.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.